When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, shoot.
Heck yeah.
Hit that motorcycle?
Yeah, I don't hear it.
Welcome back, everybody.
Loud music.
To another episode of The Wanger Show.
I'm Brian.
I'm Christian.
Woo!
This is episode 235.
We are two-thirds of the Wangers.
Shoot. What's the Pokemon?
I don't know. Someone in the chat.
Somebody in the chat. 235. I'm going to do it quickly. This is the podcast where friends come together, have some fun, and the white man who usually guesses the Pokemon is not here. Smeargle. It's a Pokemon that paints.
He smears paint.
He is
on his enemies.
A thief.
Wait, say that again.
Smeargle.
He paints.
Paints.
And he's a thief.
Oh, I don't know if he's a thief, but I think of like a tagger or something.
Tigers aren't thieves. They're artists.
Let's be honest. They're fucking thieves.
Stealing public property.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing.
They are painting murals that no one asks for unless it's like sick Kobe artwork because that's like...
Kobe.
Yeah.
Respect. Like, well, respect Kobe. Respect. Come on.
But anything else?
Anyway, like, if there's a cop that's like, hey, you got to take that Kobe down.
Yeah.
It's like...
the cops
all of LA would like be like,
defund the police. Yeah.
Like, exactly. Finally, yeah. Defund. Like, this is what will get them to defund the police.
Exactly.
Asking to take a Kobe mural down.
I always see the most random, like, spray paints, like, on the freeway in, like, the most obscure spots.
Like, how do they get there?
Yeah. Like, you ever go off coming from downtown towards the 5 off of the 110, and you go in that like one lane that turn. Yeah, and then pass the tunnel, and then you go to get to the 5, you take this one turn. There's like those arrows that tell you to go left because stupid people, you know?
Well, there's
like paint on those.
There's paint on that.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you get up there?
I don't know how they do it.
That's a tricky one because there's technically two left turn lanes, but it looks like there's only one left turn.
Yeah.
So if you get in the right left turn lane, you look like the asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But it's technically right.
It's a little spooky,
technically
that one.
True.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you bumping out, popping just, out the iPad already?
Just I'm bored.
Oh, you're bored
I'm
already.
Bored.
All right. Well, you're going to play Fortnite.
I'm going to play Fortnite. MLK Edition. Do you see all that?
No. What is that? The hell are you talking about?
So like recently, I don't know like too much information, but I just know I just seen like videos that you know Fortnite. They have. Like,
I know the, MLK.
Okay. Well.
Yeah,
as you should.
Yeah.
They have, they always have like these big
packages
events.
Packages or?
Packages and skins and events.
Yeah, you can, okay.
There's like
I don't
new
know about
seasons
events.
All the time. And they thought it would be like a good idea. And maybe so, I don't know. But like, you know, to bring awareness to Martin Luther King, to that fan base.
Okay.
But you could like walk around in Washington in like the 1960s, like in like. Watch his speech, and it's very strange. Uh-huh. But like,
but it's in Fortnite edition. Like Fortnite is like low res, 32-bit.
Well, I mean,
8-bit.
It's like in the world, but like there were like hilarious photos of like a xenomorph with, I think he's a Rick and Morty character, like sitting in front of like.
it's the internet.
Yeah, it's just like the internet's gonna do the internet thing and stuff. So it's just like such a bizarre like.
Time to be alive. We got to teach history to children by getting them to play Fortnite and learning about MLK.
That's how you got to do it.
It's the only way to learn.
That's the only
about
way
history
learn.
About anything through video games.
Yeah,
through movies and television.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's funny that you brought that up. I thought that's what you were referring
to.
Oh,
I don't know.
I thought you were up to date. No, I was.
No,
just
you were just literally on your. I only know that's the only game I know. Or no,
you can play it on the iPad. I think
that's the up to date game that I know. I can say Words with Friends.
That is an old game.
That's an old game.
Remember
Draw Something? Was that?
Color Me Mine?
No, no. Was it Draw Something or Draw Me?
Draw Me?
On You draw didn't me. Play that on your phone?
I don't know. Draw Me?
It was
me
Pictionary. Then. It was like, it blew up in like 2013. No?
I don't know. But Nick says, laugh out loud, Fortnite is not 8-bit.
What is it? It's blocks.
It's full HD.
But it's like blocks.
4K, bro.
But it's not like you don't get...
It's blocks in the sense that you build things, but...
Yeah, but it's like shitty quality, isn't it?
No, they're like full... I mean, it's cartoony.
That's what I'm
that's what you're
not,
referring
it's not
to.
Like full, like, oh my God, Madden looks like John Madden.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So,
no one ever heard of Draw Something? Like, look it up.
When this might be a terrible question because I don't know. Can you play as Martin Luther King in Fortnite?
I don't know.
I'm asking.
Oh, you're asking. You looked at me.
I'm
okay.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm your guest.
Yes, you are my guest. Yes. Cody's not here.
Cody,
our better half is not here.
I'm thinking of Minecraft. Yeah. I am thinking of Minecraft.
You are thinking of Minecraft. Okay.
That's the game where you're building blocks.
That
and
makes
shit. Okay.
I think it would be
so
much fun.
I know what Fortnite is now. Okay. I had that completely wrong.
Thank you, JV.
That was completely. Minecraft was. That's 8-bit, right? That's like.
I think, yes.
Like blocks.
Yeah. It might be.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it makes sense that MLK is in Fortnite because it's like a whole world of things.
Yes.
Got it. Minecraft.
I think MLK in Minecraft is so much fun, so much more funny.
That's why I was like, it's like low res blocks. Like, and there's like characters.
It would literally be someone like making a memorial or a mural of Martin Luther King out of just like blocks. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. So
I like.
We played Fortnite.
Yes. We played Fortnite.
I never played Minecraft.
No. I was in a phase.
You played Minecraft?
I played Minecraft for a while. I loved it. And I would just play hours and hours by myself just building shit. I built with my friends because you can play with friends. I didn't play the PC version. I just played it like an Xbox. But me and my buddies, we built a penis castle.
Of course.
Penis sand castle, to be precise.
So it wasn't. It wasn't the concrete blocks.
No, the material was literally made out of sand, and I just made like a giant deck.
Got it.
And then I made the ship from Prometheus in the sky. That was cool.
How did you know how to do that? Did you look up instructions?
No. I built what I thought would look like the ship. It's not like an actual.
Okay.
But there are people, like, if you ever look up Minecraft videos that build, like, legitimate, like, cities
and, civilizations.
Yeah. It's fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's cool seeing those things. And what was cool about Minecraft, I used to watch a lot of Minecraft YouTubers. they would do Hunger Games with Minecraft.
Oh, nice.
Where it'd be, like, 32 people in, like, a circle, and then they're like, go! Then you get, like, a grace period, and you have to find your weapons, and then they all eventually fucking fight each other.
You can fight in Minecraft?
Yeah, you have, like, picks and axes and swords and fucking bow and arrows and
like,
shit.
And you just hit them
until they die. Yeah. And you have to keep eating in order to survive.
Oh. So it's a whole world.
It's a whole world, man. Give it a shot.
I'm not going to give Minecraft a shot. If anything, I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon back in the day.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you play that?
Like once at Chase's, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm like way older than you. What are you, 26, 27?
2 years younger than you.
But it's like a different generational
thing.
I think
Cody played it a lot, too.
He played... Yeah, we talked about Roller Coaster
Those
Tycoon
games
with Cody,
were never for me.
It's
like,
the same shit. You build the world.
Oh, that is true. But, like, Roller Coaster Tycoon's more in line with, like, Sims and, like, the exact, like,
life
simulations
building.
Of things. Where
that's what Minecraft is. You're building
a
world.
But, like, I'm literally building it from scratch, whereas it's like you're in Tycoon, you're buying the parts, and then you're just letting the... I mean, yes.
No, you can build your own roller coaster.
Yeah, but I just
like... have, like, left turn, loop, straights, all that shit, and, like, literally have the pieces. You can buy a pre-made...
You can build roller coasters in Minecraft, too.
Yeah, so it's the same exact thing. You just said it was not the same thing. It's the same thing.
I lied.
But, yeah, that was... I think I played Roller Coaster Tycoon, the original one, and then 3 was the better one.
Ooh,
because like
hot take.
Like all the graphics got expanded and shit, and they like, because like I think just like one guy built Roller Coaster Tycoon, he just like coded it, and he's like, here's the game,
John Knoll,
something. But that was fun, and then you would build it was annoying because you would build a roller coaster and you would think, oh, this is fucking sick. I would ride this roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And then you get bad reviews from all the people saying,
fucking
like,
assholes.
That's too scary for me. I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
Like, why is the game calling itself a pussy? But or then like, ah, oh, that's too kiddie. I'm not having fun on this ride. It's like, well, what do you want? What do you want from me, Roller Coaster Tycoon? But that one was fun. It takes a lot of time, but it is fun.
You just do, yeah. You get lost in that world, and you just keep going and going. People in the chat are saying they like it. Sheridan, Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 all the way. Arcadio, I'm 27. I play the shit out of Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
You played 2?
2, yeah.
Did you ever play the Backyard series?
Like basketball?
Backyard football, backyard baseball?
Yeah.
I played that shit.
The Backyard football was my favorite when you did I'm thinking of Blitz, but I played the backyard basketball. I think
I didn't play that one. Football and baseball were my shit, where you just like literally like click 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 click, mm-hmm. just to like run forward. I had Pablo. He was the fastest guy. He was awesome.
Those ones were fun. I remember Blitz. We would play Blitz all the time, and then we would turn on fumble mode. So it's just like anytime you get fucking like, and you would just go in circles and no one would ever get a touchdown.
Wait, so every time you got tackled, you would fumble?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it'd be a turnover, and then you get the ball. And so it would just go back and forth so much. It was super fun.
I remember when Blitz was, because like a normal football down is like first and 10.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Because 10 yards is a lot.
Yeah.
When you have 12 people trying to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
In Blitz, it's always first and 30.
And the field was like 60 yards.
Yeah. But you were just like, you would tackle people, you would hit people, and just like jump on them when they're down. It was nuts.
It's good times. I think they did like a remastered version. Not a remastered, but a more recent version a couple years, maybe like 10 years ago, maybe now. But I don't ever got
I feel like,
a chance.
And again, I mentioned Striffler in the
my friend? Or
our friend Striffler.
Okay, my pal.
In the warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked to him also about like there's going to be a resurgence of the 90s. We're around that time of nostalgia for the 90s. Because we had the 80s.
We had the 80s.
Stranger Things, your favorite Captain Marvel.
That's the 90s.
That was 90s too?
Yeah. Take it easy.
What's in the 80s then? What else? There's a lot of shit. Like 80s like had
I mean,
its
they're
run.
Still doing 80s. Like my favorite movie this year, Sensor, was like in the 80s. But it's not like
Stephen King's It was in the 80s. Was it? It was 50s and 80s? It was like 30 years later?
They made the kids in the 80s. They made the kids in the 80s, so then the adults were now.
Oh, okay, got it.
The original one was like they're in the
50s. 50s and 80s. Okay. Yeah, so now we're going to have a nostalgic resurgence of the 90s. We had the Friends reunion. We had Fresh Prince. Striffler mentioned mid-90s, directed by Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah. I never did see that.
I never saw that. No. But he's like, oh, that's what's going to kick off the nostalgia 90s.
I mean, so, yeah, Captain Marvel, dope. Well, dope. Have you ever seen the movie Dope?
I didn't.
Rick Famuyiwa?
I had it, like, on my queue to watch, and I just never got around
to it. It's really good. I don't think it takes place in the 90s, but I think the kids are
he's dressed like he's in
I think the kids are obsessed with
the high 90s. Top fade or some shit.
Yeah.
From like Kid and Play. Did you ever watch like House Party and Class Act?
No, I never saw House Party.
You ever seen a movie called Class Act?
No.
It's fucking awesome.
Okay. Is it a straight 90s movie?
It's 90s. It's Kid and Play. It's Duncan Pinder Hughes and Ooh. Blade Brown. Blade. That's your name? Dad, is that your name? It's fucking awesome. I mean, I haven't seen it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I revisit it. I think it might be on HBO Max, or the house parties are, at least.
Did you watch the He's All That movie?
No.
Did you bring that up?
I didn't, but I was going to ask you if you wanted to do a commentary for that.
That'd be a good idea.
Or would it just be like so sad? It just looks bad.
I think Amber was watching it, and she was just like, I think this is like a remake or something. And then she looked up and was like, oh, yeah, it is a remake.
She didn't know?
I don't think she knew at first.
She's all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was like, yeah, I think I heard that Rachel Lee Cook was in it and someone
she's
else
the mom.
Was in it.
Yeah. Matthew Lillard,
I think, is in it. But I don't know if they like play the same characters or anything. And all I know is a TikToker is in the movie.
She's the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just dances the whole time.
Yes, that's exactly what her character is. Laura mentioned that she read an article of the TikToker saying, I've been studying acting this whole time. Like, I'm not just a TikToker. I just do TikTok because it makes me buttloads of money.
Well, I mean, she's not wrong.
I mean, TikTok, if you can be big on TikTok, like, you can make so much money.
Yeah.
And acting, like, you're not going to make money from that unless you're, like, getting roles.
I'm pretty sure Netflix, because it's a Netflix movie, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're, like, she's a TikTok star. We could use her fan base to get people on. They probably had the script lying around, and then they're just like, let's make this and have her star in it.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Let's pay to get money. Rachel A. Cook back. Let's get Matthew Lillard back.
She do. I love her, too.
She's great.
Bring her back. Make Pussycat Dolls 2.
Pussycat Dolls.
Is it Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah.
Right? No, that's the band, right?
Yeah. No, Pussycat...
Josie and the Pussycats.
Josie and the Pussycats. Yeah, yeah.
Don't make a Pussycat Dolls movie. No. Remember them?
Yeah.
Josie and the Pussycats. I fucking love that
Can you
movie.
Name all three of them? The actors' names.
Oh, the act... Yes. It's Tara Reid, Rachel Lee Cook, and... oh, God. What the hell is... She's fucking Ahsoka.
Don't look at the chat.
Oh, sorry. She's Ahsoka.
What's Ahsoka?
She's Ahsoka Tano from Mandalorian.
Oh.
All grown up. In Clerks. God damn it. What the fuck the is her name?
Name?
Actor.
Actor's name. You named the two white leads.
Tara Reid has some Spanish. No.
She's a little Spaniard.
Give me a letter. Just give me a letter and I'll get it.
I'll give you all the movies she's in. She was in.
I know all the movies she's in.
She's in Clerks 2. She was in.
Rosario Dawson.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes.
What the fuck did that take so long? Yeah, Tara Reid was the drummer.
Oh, she was the bassist.
Rosario was the bassist, and then Rachel Lee Cook was the so awesome guitar player.
Nice.
God, but that movie fucking kicks. When's the last time you've seen the movie?
I haven't seen it. It's on HBO Max.
Yeah, I watched it as soon as it dropped. Awesome. It's so fucking good.
The
really cool premise too.
They're like trying to brainwash people, right? Like through their music. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I remember that. It just stuck.
That's a cool premise. I like that.
What's her name? What's his name? Carson Daly's in it.
Carson Daly.
I think he was dating Tara Reid at the time. I want to say.
Oh, that's funny.
Alan Cummings. And the lead bad lady. I keep forgetting her name.
Wow, really? It's
Piper. Parker Posey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember the one scene where, like, because she's playing a baddie.
Yeah.
But she's like, speaks properly, and then she like takes her teeth out or
and
something.
Then she talks in the list or something. Yeah. Like, that's like her villain reveal or something
teeth
like that.
Teeth out by teeth. Or.
Yeah. Oh, they reunite.
Damn it.
Fucking Seth Green, Breckin Meyer.
They're all in it?
They're all in it. They play like the NSYNC band. Yeah. I think it's a.
The boy band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrubs. The one of the Scrubs guy.
From Clueless 2?
Yeah,
too?
I think he's in that part.
I can't think of his name right now.
Or it's Cuba Gooding Jr. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
That's
completely different.
I don't think so.
Way older.
He's way older.
I know his name. We watched Clueless as well because Laura's friend came to visit in LA from Jersey a week ago. So we were watching like LA movies and putting on Clueless.
Nice.
And they're all in it. What's her name? Alicia Silverstone.
Mm-hmm.
Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brittany Murphy, R.I.P.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
And then Donald Faison, that's his name.
Oh, okay,
right?
Yeah,
Donald Faison?
Yeah, from
Scrubs.
Scrubs, yeah. And
he shows up with his bag, his pants, like, to this guy. He shaves his head, she's like, I'm gonna tell your mom.
God,
and he's
like, she's like, oh, shit, go tell my mom, and then he freaks out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Clueless.
So that's
Clueless
another 90s, if that came back, then, like, people would love it.
Aren't they doing like a TV show for
that?
I think they're doing like a TV show for that. Breckin Meyer's in it too.
Yeah, that's he was the skateboarder.
Yeah.
Paul
I loved
Rudd.
It. He spit in the air and caught it with
checked
his mouth.
Yeah.
The dad was in everything.
He was the dad in Night of the Roxbury too.
Yeah, and he was like the nephew of the owner of the Cubs in Rookie of the Year.
He was the nephew?
He was like the nephew. Yeah,
he's
he was
old.
Like yeah, but like the owner.
Oh, the
was
owner
like
was like old.
Yeah, or he was like the grandson
the
or some shit. I forget his name. He's like, get me that arm.
I gotta watch that one again.
Oh, that one's great.
That's on Disney Plus, right?
Rookie I think so. Rookie of the Year.
The one I can't find anywhere is League of Their Own. Not a League of Their Own. I'm a Little Big League.
Oh,
Little Big League. Because that's not technically like a Disney movie. I don't think it's on Disney Plus.
I feel like I've seen that somewhere. I
Little
watched
Big
that
League
recently.
Somewhere, probably on HBO.
Try HBO Max.
HBO has all the hits. They
HBO
got all
Max
the hits.
Fucks right
they
now.
Fuck.
They fuck hard.
They're getting
now.
Harry Potter back. They got. I've had Blue Streak on my queue for
a
while.
I rip a tongue out and lick my balls with them. Love Blue Streak.
I gotta watch that again.
I'm a Federale. You're a Federale. That's right. I'm Mexican.
Blue Streak, Double Take is great.
Have you I like Double that? Take. Yes.
With Orlando Jones and Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin. Uh-huh.
He's like, Eddie Griffin.
You remember his name?
What?
In the movie? It's like Freddy Tuesday or something like that. It's no. Or Freddy Wong or something like that. It's Freddy something. No, Freddy Wong's a YouTuber, I think. Like, it's Freddy something.
Freddy Jackson? I don't know. I don't know his name.
I like that movie, too. And then isn't that like Vivica Fox or Tyra Banks or someone in that movie?
No, it's... I don't think it's Vivica Fox, but I know who you're talking about.
She's like the detective or...
The girlfriend. No?
No, not the girlfriend. There's a detective in the... Like a girl detective. I don't remember, but... Yeah.
That one.
That's a good one.
I gotta watch that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Double Take is anywhere. Cat says Little Big League's $2.99 on Prime. Come on, stream it somewhere.
It's worth it? $2.99.
But do you own it or do you rent it?
I think you just rent it. I always rent movies off of Amazon.
For like $3 each?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll look it up. I haven't seen that movie in a minute.
It's good. I like it. I like, I think Rookie of the Year, Angels in the Outfield.
I haven't seen Angels in the Outfield in a long time.
That one's got everyone in that too. Matthew McConaughey.
Donald Glover, Matthew McConaughey. What's the name of the actor that plays the pitcher?
Gary Busey?
No, he's the pitcher in Rookie of the Year.
Oh, the pitcher in Angels in the Outfield?
What's the nickname of Gary Busey's?
Rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, but in Angels in the Outfield, it's Ted Danson.
Tony Danza.
There you go.
Tony Danza stands in line. Oh, let's go Hollywood. And also in Rookie of the Year, that you got Marv from.
Yeah, he plays.
Home Alone.
He plays. I literally said that joke to Amber on Saturday. She had no idea.
What's the joke?
Hot ice. You get ice and you put it in the microwave and you heat it up. Hot ice. Fucking fan. No, the best part was he's like, I'll call him in. He's like waving the fly. And he's like, what's he doing? That's a simple kid. You're in.
I can't think of the lines that he said, but the way he says it are fucking great.
Mm-hmm. And then, he flips his tray table and then the guy's just like, rrr! He's like, I'll be right back.
So we got baseball movies featuring kids,
mm-hmm.
Rookie of the Year,
yes.
Little Big League, mm-hmm. and Angels in the Outfield.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say which one is the best one?
I think Rookie of the Year is my favorite.
Okay.
I think Angels in the Outfield is the best.
Technically, I mean, it was Disney, right? Like, they made it amazing.
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd's in it.
A Young Jiggle.
JGL.
JGL.
The mom or the bird lady from Home Alone 2.
She plays the foster mom.
Yeah.
And then not Donald Glover, Danny Glover. Danny Glover.
Yeah.
God damn. I want to watch all these. I had the VHS for Rookie of the Year and
Angels
in the
Outfield. Those are the fat ones.
Yeah.
Like the fat Disney ones that weren't just like the slide in, like, mm-hmm. you have to pop that shit open.
Pop them open. Yeah. And I never had a Little Big League, but for some reason it was always on at Chase's house. Don't know why.
That's the thing. Like, that's equivalent.
That's the outlier.
But it's not Disney. I wonder what studio it is or what. It's like probably like New Line, but like you can't get it anywhere. So it's just not available. I don't know. So I'll probably, I wonder if Laura's seen Angels in the Outfield, because I like showing her movies that I've seen. Mm.
Weird.
What is it?
The Castle Rock movie, Columbia. Distributed.
Is that still around?
I don't think so. I think it's technically Sony.
Oh, Sony Columbia?
Yeah.
People in the chat are saying Sandlot.
So Sandlot, well.
Is that top?
For as far as kids' baseball movies go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's the top one.
Sandlot is very, very good. Hardball is very good.
That's 2000s, though.
Oh, we're just talking about 90s then.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, I was still like a kid. I was...
Probably like 2000s. Early 2000s.
Yeah,
too.
I was seeing kids like magical movies, like no, like a guy play like kid plays in the major league.
Oh,
or
yeah,
or sees angels. Like Hardball is like real.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, even though it's like a fictional story, it's like feels real. Little Big League, where like a kid manages the team.
That one's probably the more realistic one out of all those movies.
Yeah, there's no way a kid's gonna be the pitcher for a team, and there's no angels in the outfield.
Are there, Brian?
I mean, if you want to cheat.
It's like Dumbledore said.
What?
He said, well, first Harry said, is this all real? And then Dumbledore said, Why does it matter? So you see something like that.
It's like, hey, it's real if you want it to be.
It's real if you want it to be.
Who else is in that? I'm trying to think, because I remember the whole...
Little Big League? Who's in that one?
Of Angels in the Outfield. They had like a huge lineup.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey plays one of them. I think what's his name? He's in a bunch of stuff. Like, it's not Neil McDonald. It's like Neil McDoro. Something like that. I think he's in it too. He's one of the goofy ones. Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody's in it too.
Yeah. He's in Angels in the Outfield.
Isn't he young?
He's very young. Yeah.
So,
most of them are super young.
It's funny seeing Matthew McConaughey.
The guy who plays the announcer is in a bunch of stuff. The guy who plays George Knox. Or is George Knox the manager?
No, George Knox is the announcer. He's like, and welcome to Angel Baseball.
He's in a bunch of stuff. Oh, and Mel Clark is the name of Tony Danza.
That's the pitcher name? The actor character name?
Yeah, because the little kid was like, you used to be Mel Clark? He's like, yeah. I used to be. It's the saddest fucking thing ever.
awesome.
Good movie. Fuck, I got to put on one of those. Damn.
I got to watch it.
Harley Payne in the chat says, Dumbledore, hey, forget about it.
What does it matter? Just believe it if you want to believe it.
Field of Dreams. Not so much kids, but.
The announcer isn't Danny Glover.
No.
Danny Glover's the manager.
Danny Glover's like the angry manager. I remember a joke in that one. Angels in the Outfield, where he's like, oh, Jose, can you see us? And no, he sings the song properly.
Sing Jose.
And then the Mexican dude comes up to him and he's like, oh, it's Jose. He's like, Jose? He's like, oh, it's about a Spanish guy. Oh, Jose, can you see?
I don't remember any of that.
It's great. Oh. Way to go, Disney. Way to be progressive. Hell yeah.
A movie that I watched last night that I haven't seen since early 2000s, late 90s, full through, Dumb and Dumber.
Dude, I watched that this weekend, too.
You watched it the weekend?
Yeah.
I was like...
I only watched, like, the first, like, 30 minutes. I think we fell asleep, but...
Like, so many jokes just went over my head as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I didn't understand that. I didn't know that why Seabass went to the bathroom at the truck stop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. I, for years, never understood that.
I was like, what are the odds that he just, like, ran into, like... Lloyd Christmas in the bathroom, but like now reading the thing, it says for a manly good time, and then like so Lloyd didn't know that was a sea bass. He was just like his literal shock on his face.
Like when he opens the door, yeah, like,
and then sea bass, there's a look of surprise on sea bass's face, recognition, saying like, "Oh, it's you." Like I thought he was like stalking him, and like found him. I didn't know it said for a manly good time. Be here at 2:15 sharp.
There was a bunch of shit like that went up. Like, what was it like? Like she wrote me a John Deere letter, or like what's another one? He said when they're in like the hot tub together, he's like, "What? Some birdie broke your heart?" She's like, "No. She left me for a guy or something like
that." No, some girl.
Some girl, yeah.
He's like, totally missed it.
Yeah.
As a kid watching it, I know that you're supposed to work 40 hours a week as an
adult. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, you can't find a job anywhere. Yeah. Unless you want to work 40 hours a week. But shit like that. And I mean, it's like, watching it back now, it's so low budget and so like clanky and just like ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. The opening, it just like starts and it's just like, camera audio, it sounds like it's just like it just seems like super super cheap, and
but
then,
it's so funny. And the beginning just gets you when I watched
it again, I was getting so bothered by the titles because they purposely misspelled, but I think they would, some words would be misspelled, but also some would be lowercase and uppercase and all that shit. And I was just like, fuck,
well, that's the point because it's dumb.
Yeah, I know,
but say like production,
yeah,
like is spelled wrong. Yeah, this shit's funny. It still holds up. Like Jim Carrey was just amazing.
Yeah,
also
it's pretty fucking perfect.
Yeah, the plot gets kind of weird. I don't really remember. I didn't finish it yesterday, but like, so they're like holding Mary's husband hostage.
It gets a little muddled. So yeah, they're holding him hostage for the
money. Ransom money.
Yeah, but then they get him anyways.
They get him, but why can't they just like get more money? They seem very wealthy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's strange.
But like...
I don't think it's the point.
No,
it's not really.
It's like
point.
Literally, like when you see like Jim Carrey being Jim Carrey, and the part where he's like, "You want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?" And he does that.
Yeah,
you can see Jeff Daniels cracking up.
Oh, he's like dying.
Yeah, because that wasn't like a thing. Like Jim Carrey,
he's underrated too.
Yeah,
he's super fucking funny.
Yeah,
he wasn't known to be a comedic actor. He was like a theater guy.
He's still on theater. He was playing Atticus Finch.
Ross. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I was going to say, I get that mixed up. Atticus Finch is Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Atticus Ross is Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails, okay. Yeah.
Atticus Finch on Broadway until it closed down. But yeah, Jeff Daniels is an amazing actor.
Mm-hmm.
That's in New York.
Thanks, Giuliani.
No.
Thanks. Oh, hey.
Yeah, the fucking, no, I'm Italian over here. I closed Broadway.
I'm Italian. It's not a sexual assault. I'm Italian.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, by the way.
Yeah,
probably a bad person. Go ahead.
So I was reading that Jeff Daniels, his agent didn't want him to take the movie.
Yes. Yeah.
The agent's like, this is a career killer. No one's going to believe. No one's going to like want to work with you. It's absurd. And then like it just blows up. It's the biggest movie ever.
Huge.
And he is great. Like he's like, the laugh where they're fucking with people. And like, because Jim Carrey's fucking with someone and he's like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Excuse me. Flo.
Yeah. He's like. If they were just like dumb idiots, or he's like, excuse me, Flo. It's from the commercial.
That's one of my favorites. There's too many lines in the movie. He's like, oh, what's the soup du jour? That's the soup of the day. That sounds good. I'll have that.
I mean, like literally every line I was saying
it's
before.
Just nonstop.
But I was like saying before it happened because like I know that's annoying, but I was just like. Like just saying it out loud,
you can't help yourself.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I.
So did you show the you just show Laura this or
she was working on some shit. Okay, so I just put it on because I don't want to be like watch Dumb and Dumber. It's amazing and like it being bad
because
it is. Yes. It's stupid. It's stupid.
That's rough.
Yeah,
yeah.
But she liked like Happy Gilmore. Like,
but this is like
yeah. I don't think she would like Billy Madison. That's too stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah, because like Happy Gilmore has heart.
Yeah,
I'll even say it to a certain extent that
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison has a little bit of heart, but even Dumb and Dumber has a like between the two of them, it's like they're meant to be together.
Well,
you know,
Laura laughed out loud when Jim Carrey was like practicing his speech where he's like, "I feel like a schoolboy again. I just want to say that I love you," and then like when Mary comes out, he's like, "I want to make love to a schoolboy.
I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy."
Laura just like started cracking up. Like there's like shit like that.
And they strapped this bulletproof vest on me. Harry, what if they shot you in the face? What if they shot me in the face?
I like his look when he's just like,
"Yeah,
wait a minute. What if he shot me in the face?"
That was a risk we're willing to take. I do love at the very end. He's like, when the husband is revealed, she's like, "I want you to meet someone." And he's got a gun. He just starts shooting.
Well, Laura hasn't seen it before. She thought that was real. He's like, "Oh no, Lloyd, I can't." I try to remember the joke that when Lloyd has his like whole hallucination, like where him and Mary fall in love.
Yeah,
and he tells a joke, and everyone just like busts up.
Oh
laughing.
Yeah, he says,
"What does he say?" Because like,
says, like, "But those are nice ski masks or something like that." Like,
but it's not a ski mask or some shit. And everyone's like, "Ah!"
And then he grabs the fucking peanuts and. I'm telling you, dude, he's fucking really good. He almost makes the Sonic movie.
I hear it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I was like,
and they're doing
shocked.
A sequel.
And fucking Idris Elba is playing. Fists. What's the red character's name? I don't know Sonic characters that much. Knuckles.
Knuckles. Yeah.
Except
yeah.
Fists. Same shit.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing the voice of Knuckles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how voice actors feel about that, but Idris Elba's cool as fuck.
Nice. Yeah, well, I want to see that because like we were looking up, like, is he still working? I was like, oh, technically, Sonic came out in 2020.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, that was like that's like his most recent.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's like yet. I mean. They tried. They went through the phase. Talk about like phases of like '90s coming back. There was just those phases of
Zoolander
2, Dumb and Dumber 2, Anchorman 2, and just like I didn't like any of them.
No, even the director Adam of Anchorman 2,
McKay. Yeah,
Adam McKay.
Mm-hmm.
He like straight up said it. He didn't want to make Anchorman 2, but he had to do it to do The Big Short.
Mm.
Like he had a deal with Paramount or something. I think that's what I read.
Yeah. I mean, it was a hell of a trade-off, I guess. I mean, Big Short's great.
Big Short's awesome.
Really, really good.
I wasn't a huge fan of Chaney or Dick, whatever it was called. Vice.
Oh, Vice. Yeah. That one was just brutal, man.
I wasn't a big fan of that.
He's so good in it, though. I mean,
Christian Bale's amazing.
Just like, I was like, holy fuck.
They're all great. I'm like, holy shit. And when he looks at the camera at the end and gives that whole speech, he's like, you're going to remember me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Fucking Chaney.
Sure, pretty sure that's pretty fucking real.
Yeah.
Probably met with a guy. No, he probably didn't do that. I didn't do it. Dick Chaney. I guess scares the shit out of me.
Yeah. But yeah, resurgence of the 90s is coming back. He's All That. Did you watch He's All That?
No. I have zero desire.
I just want to see. I really want to do a commentary.
If we did a commentary, that'd be fun.
It just looks absurd. Yeah. Like in the She's All That, where like they just take off the glasses and like take her ponytail off, and she's like gorgeous. Because
now they're making like a geeky kid look.
But he's not even geeky. Like
he's like pretty as fuck.
He works like on a ranch. When he takes his shirt off, he's ripped to a shit. Okay. And all he does, he's wearing a beanie that covers his hair. He gets a haircut, and he's like gorgeous.
Listen.
It's like, it's absurd. And the trailer gives away a lot of the movie, but like we know the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I was a bet. Mm-hmm. How's this for a bear?
Does he pour water on her?
No.
I think of It's Not Another Teen Movie where she's already wet. She pours water on her. It's great.
That's going to stain.
It's great. Yeah.
That's one of the best parodies of all time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not another teen movie. Scary movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good times. Speaking of good times.
Of what?
Or maybe not. And speaking of Roller Coaster Tycoon, I went to 90s. Knott's Berry Farm.
Speaking of the 90s.
You know Knott's Berry Farm has been around for 100 years?
Has it?
They celebrated their 100 years last year.
Whoa.
Where no one can go. So they had a bunch of 100 year anniversary stuff all over.
Still around?
Yeah.
Did you find out how much it was to get in? I know that's like a personal question.
Oh, no. I'll find out.
We went to
Very cheap. I mean, I assume. Compared to like Disneyland
and the Universal Studios Hollywood.
Oh yeah,
it was $140 for one person to get for one day.
You guys don't have passes?
We do, but Laura's friend visited, and but then you go online for a buddy pass, you get it for like $120.
You know, you didn't bring like a Coke can in and get like an extra.
Do
ticket?
They even do that anymore?
I don't think they do that.
Or that's Six Flags.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
But I remember like Universal, because I was like $139. Are you fucking kidding? And it was also 3 o'clock, it closes at 6 o'clock. Damn. Universal Studios, and I was like,
I mean, hey, they gotta pay for that Jurassic World ride somehow.
Something. Yeah. I was like, there's no way anyone's gonna spend $150 right now.
Don't think it was that much. For Knott's. I think it's a lot cheaper. Like even Amber's dad came, it's funny because like we went, you know, just during the day, and then he was gonna meet us for dinner at like the chicken place over there. Have you ever been in that chicken place?
I haven't been to Knott's since the '90s.
Oh, it's pretty good. The chicken place over there, so they give you a shit ton of food. Whoa. He's just gonna meet us there for dinner, and he accidentally bought a ticket because he thought that the restaurant was inside. So we're like, oh well, now just. Look, let's go ride some rides. Yeah. But we bought fast passes. The fast passes were kind of pricey, but it was kind of worth it.
Was it crowded there?
Yeah.
Oh, it was crowded. Yeah.
It was very crowded. Very crowded and very hot. So
probably because of Universal being $150. The Harry Potter ride was a 10-minute wait. Nobody was at Universal Studios.
Oh,
I could have gone on Jurassic World five times.
What date was it, during the week?
It was a Tuesday.
Oh shit! Yeah, so you got to go during the week.
Yeah. I went on a Saturday. Oh, okay. Yeah.
We went for Amber's birthday. Happy birthday, Amber!
Happy birthday! Ooh.
She didn't text me. Shut up. So we went for her birthday. It was either Knott's or Six Flags, which Six Flags is closer, but
in this direction.
But it would have. But she also wanted the chicken because that's one of her favorite places.
She's like, I gotta have the chicken.
It's right across the street from a. TGI Fridays. Cody.
Oh, Cody's still in business?
Cody just woke up. Yeah, I know. I think so. Fortunately. So, yeah, we went there, and it was fun. Rode all the rides for the most part.
You went on Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Whoa. Have you been on Ghost Rider?
Yeah, I've been on all the rides.
Yeah.
First time I ever went on Ghost. Backstory, if you don't know, I'm a pussy. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of roller coasters. Mm-hmm. They're terrifying. Absolutely. I don't understand it. I don't get the thrill of all that, and I found out why I'm so afraid of these rides more than any other rides that I've ever been on. And I'll get into it. There were shit. I felt really old there.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I'll get to that in a second.
Uh-huh.
But terrified of roller coasters. I guess the lesser of two evils. I much prefer Knott's as opposed to Six Flags.
Well, Six Flags is like intense shit.
Yeah.
Huge roller coasters.
And I've never been on all of those rides. I've only been on two of the rides. Mm. Like, I've heard people blacking out on...
Tatsu?
Not Tatsu. What's the tall one?
Which one? Knott's or Six Flags?
Six Flags.
The Superman ride?
No, the biggest drop? One. The biggest drop there.
I don't know. X2? Goliath?
X won't give it to you? Goliath.
Goliath.
The one that's like super tall?
That one's nuts.
I've heard people like black out on that. How is that fun?
That one, I remember like losing consciousness because you like go up and then you like vortex all the way down. So you're just like, oh
Jesus. See, and then, that's not
like,
fun.
It's like literally like pulling your face and your body out of your body.
No. No, thank you. Yeah. So it was I was nervous as is, but it's her birthday. I love her.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to be a
suck
pussy.
Suck it up.
Ride.
I'm not going to be pussy. Yeah. I'm like, whatever ride you want to ride, we'll do it. We'll ride. I was like, do you want to ride the rides again? So we rode everything and we're able to get a fast pass and, you know.
Sorry, I'm trying to open this thing with that. It's like, it just pops open.
It's shit.
Did you want
it's a plastic
another one?
No, I've got that for right now. You're good.
So you wrote, you bought fast passes just to skip the lines.
Skip the lines. So, so worth it.
Let me see what you went on. You went on Ghost Rider. Mm-hmm. Do they have Jaguars still?
They do.
That's a fun one.
I like Jaguars.
That's a little one.
That's old. Yeah. That's like the oldest one. Yeah. And I'm like, I like this because this isn't crazy.
It's so small. It just like literally like goes around the tops of things. Yeah. Did you go on Montezuma's Revenge?
I did. I actually like that ride
a lot. That one's fun. It's short.
All the rides there are super short. Mm-hmm. Like very, very short. But I do like that one a lot.
Did you go on Supreme Scream?
I did.
Yeah. How'd you feel?
I think what I realized, that I, on the rides themselves, it's not bad. One, because they're over very quickly. Supreme Scream I got through because, like, Amber was, like, kind of talking to me the whole time.
When you got, so you're, like, strapped in.
Yeah, and then
you're going
go
up very slowly.
Very fucking slowly.
But is it as big as you remember?
Yes.
Because
it is.
Because
it's very high.
I haven't been since the 90s when I was like a wee little child.
Yeah.
So like looking up.
It doesn't look as bad.
Okay.
It doesn't. But still when you're up there. But I was like, oh, thank you so much for talking to me the whole time. And she like looked at me. I was like, you didn't like do that to like save me. You were just talking. Just because we were like, it was cool. It takes forever to go up. But then where we were seated, just because it was just the two of us, we were in the section where it was just the two of us. There weren't people on sides.
Were they blocking for COVID? Or
No. It was just like, they have four, and then I think two and two. So it was just us two.
So it was
really sweet.
Yeah.
And then the initial drop, like it was fine. Felt fine. Accelerator, I think I was the most nervous with.
I don't remember that one.
That's the one that takes off super fast, and it goes really high up, and it goes straight down.
It just curves.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it goes down.
I didn't go on that one.
It's the quickest ride you'll ever go on.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the one where I was like, I was so nervous. Uh-huh. But I was the most nervous I got was just waiting in the cart. I'm like, just fucking go already. Just get it. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
And then, it goes by so quick, you don't really even really feel anything. The one ride that fucked me up.
Let me guess. I don't remember any of the rides there.
Silver Bullet?
I don't know.
You haven't been there in the 90s. No. It's a more newer one.
Oh.
I hate that ride. Amber didn't like it either. Oh. I felt discombobulated afterwards. Oh. I've never felt this way after a roller coaster. I don't know if this is like us getting old, but I just felt like shit afterwards. I was like, I am never riding this ride again. Because it's like, it's one of those harness ones. Your legs are dangling and you're like flipping and going.
Yeah.
And I like that ride. Yeah. I really do. The last time I remember going on it, I had a lot of fun. But we were just like, oh, fuck. We were like done after that. And that was the first ride we rode.
Was it really?
It was the first one we did. Yeah. And then we rode Ghost Rider.
That one's rough. That one, you feel like you're on an old crickety.
I want to start a petition.
To take it down.
Shut that thing down.
It seems like the most unsafe
roller coaster
ever.
First of all, it's wood.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's rusted. It's rained a lot since its beginning in the 1920s.
Earthquakes.
I don't think Ghost Rider
hasn't been around. No, I remember when it first came out, like in the 90s, early 2000s, maybe.
It is rocky.
Yeah.
It's really rocky.
Fuck yeah, Ghost Rider.
I mean, it's pretty fun, but it gets to a point where you're just like, Oh! And you're just leaning over to the side so much.
You're going to, you feel like you're going to fall. Because it's just a bar, right? A lap bar?
Yeah.
Or do you have belts?
I think they have extra belts as well. That's the one thing that I realized. It's like all those rides there, it's just like a little flap.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
The only exception is Silver Bullet, which has like the thing. Yeah. And then maybe Jaguar. Jaguar. No. Montezuma's Revenge. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, because you loop under
you
that.
You loop, yeah. But I don't know.
I think when you loop, you have to have the chest thing maybe. That goes over you.
Yeah, but also gravity. I don't know. No. But, so I think it just makes me feel like, especially in Accelerator, mm-hmm. You feel so exposed because it's only like down here, and there's just nothing for you to like hold on to or anything. So it's just, but you're going so fast already that it like you can't
go force.
It's centrifugal force. If you lean forward and you go back, you're gonna get hurt.
Oh,
they like
on Accelerator.
On Accelerator, okay. It's like lean the fuck back.
Are there any water rides?
Yeah. So they have like a rapids ride. It's like not Bigfoot Rapids, but it's just like one of those turn ones where it's like six people in the thing.
Like a tire looking thing?
Yeah. Or
yeah. Around? Okay.
And it goes around. That one's pretty fun. We got pretty wet.
Got wet.
And then they have a log ride there too.
I
love the log ride there.
I might be thinking of the Six Flags one. The log ride that's by
Panda Express.
No, the log ride that's by the Batman show.
Oh.
I think that's Six Flags.
Oh, okay. But
so there's a log ride, like a big drop, same concept.
We didn't go on that one because that was the only ride that didn't have a fast pass.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it was too long?
It was like a 120-minute wait.
Oh, fuck that.
So no way. That was the thing. Amber was like, you know what I realized? I don't want to wait in line anymore. Yeah. So whenever we go to theme parks, it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
If we can pay for it and get the fast passes, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Again, Laura's friend, when she visited from Jersey, they're not close to Disney World, Disneyland. So like when they go, they make like a trip out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to fly there, post up, do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're from LA. I had a Disneyland pass for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I would just drive 45 minutes to Disneyland. So then she's like, what's the longest you waited in a ride? And I was like, I don't wait.
Yeah.
If it's busy, I'll leave and come back tomorrow.
Yeah. That when I had passes, I've had Disneyland passes a couple of times. I kind of want a new pass, but they have like new prices and stuff now.
Like, it's pretty crazy. $1,400.
It's pretty crazy.
For the big one, for the
ultimate.
The ultimate.
I don't know if I go that far. Yeah. But.
Well, the other ones, like you can't go on weekends or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's some mid-tier ones, but I don't know. A lot of them have summers and Christmas blocked out.
Yeah.
And yeah,
Christmas and Halloween are great at Disneyland. Yeah.
You still have to pay for parking.
Yeah. But I heard now you had to pay for fast passes. Now.
Yeah. They're doing that thing too.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, they're making
but
money.
Like, it was nice because I remember when I had like the California pass or whatever it was, where it's like you pay like $120 for the day and then we paid like $9 a month for like the rest of the year, some shit.
Whoa,
like that. It was like super, super cheap. Yeah. Maybe not nine. Maybe it was like $20 a month, but still, it was super cheap.
My deluxe annual pass was $320.
Just total.
For the year.
Fucking damn it, man. Paid like $400 just the when me and Amber went like a month or so ago.
Yeah, yeah. No, like back then, like that's why we had passes all the time. And then if we wanted to go for like 3 hours, we'd park in Downtown Disney parking.
Yep. Did the same thing.
So I was like, I don't want
little TikTok cheat for you kids.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we'd do that and then ride like fucking Haunted Mansion and then bounce.
And now Laura and her friend went to Disneyland on a Tuesday. No, so they went on a Tuesday. We went on a Monday then to Universal when it was empty.
Mm-hmm.
They went on the Tuesday and they're not doing the tram anymore from the parking lot.
No, you have to walk.
You have to walk from the fucking parking lot all the way to the entrance of Disneyland.
Yep.
And they clocked it. They're like, it's literally a mile, like 1.2 miles.
Yeah.
That's what insane. We had to do.
It's pretty cool, actually. Like, well, because we were like super Mexican about it, because my mom brought chorizo burritos and bean burritos.
Here come the Mexicans.
Dude.
It coming was down to Disneyland.
Yeah. Jesus. We had leftovers. It was just sitting in my backpack, Jesus just steaming Christ. Up.
They like to travel in packs.
Hell yeah.
That's what we learned.
Oh, it's fucking great, though. We didn't eat for a while.
Did you have like a stroller? Or, like, you have any kids in your family?
No. We were all adults.
Little red wagon. carrying people.
Yeah. I always think about that, like having a kid. I'm like, because I saw so many babies there at Knott's Berry Farm. Mm. It's like, what are you going to do? You take them to Camp Snoopy for a minute. Get a photo for the gram. No, babies that couldn't even walk.
Oh,
like fresh from the womb.
That stinks.
Like what are you doing? Umbilical cord still up. No.
Still there.
But yeah, it's crazy. But Knott's Berry Farm, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Faced my fears. And then I got saved because Amber's dad bought a pass. We were like, oh, let's just go ride some rides. But we have fast passes, so I took mine off and gave it to him.
Uh-huh.
And I just sat out while the two of them rode a couple of rides.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. You guys go.
It's totally fine.
Here's my fast
pass. Spend some time. I'll get some Dippin' Dots. I'm cool. Yeah.
Laura's friend follows an Instagram account on about, do you know what I'm talking about?
Hot Dads at Disneyland?
Yeah.
How do you
know what that is?
I don't follow that.
I haven't seen it, but
I've heard of it. Dilfs, like,
Dads of Disneyland.
Yeah, I've heard of it before, and I think it's the funniest fucking thing ever. I think it's great.
We got to look it up.
Have you seen the other side of it, though?
There's hot chicks at Disneyland. Hot MILFs of Disneyland?
I mean, there's beautiful people everywhere.
But then Laura's like, we accidentally caught a DILF. I'm like, what are you talking about?
She caught one?
Yeah. So they went to the Incredicoaster, and she was taking a picture of her friend, like, in front of the coaster thing, while the people in front are getting on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a dad, like, putting
putting the
belt on his kid, and he's, like, reaching up. He's fucking buff.
So hot.
He's like this, like, putting it on his kid.
He's just waiting for it.
You were taking a photo of him. You weren't taking a picture of your friend. Fucking don't lie to me, Laura. You're taking a photo of this buff dad.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so that's the thing, the daddy's thing.
Hell yeah.
We should get
the keyboard and we should just look up.
What?
We should just look
Dads of Disneyland. That's like a new thing. Once you hit 30, you're like, I don't need a fucking douchebag influencer looking guy who can get me into clubs. I want a daddy who can like carry kids throughout Disneyland.
Let me see if I can make this work. We've never done it before.
You can play it on here?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Ooh. Or you can just like look up the Instagram account.
Yeah.
Dads of Disneyland. Where do you go for that? What is it called?
I think it's Dads of Disney Dads. I gotta capture it real quick.
The Dads of Disney. Well, make sure you have the right one. Hot Dads Official. Dads of the Gram.
You know what? Let us know in the chat. Does anybody know the official account for the Hot Dads? I should ask Amber. She probably knows too.
She's like looking at it right now. She's like, fuck, I wish I was at Disneyland with these dads.
I'm trying to get the internet connected on that.
What do you mean the internet connected?
So we can see.
There you go.
stupid face.
Now you're Zoom. So I thought you had it. You had, but it just showed you have to go to the tab.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah,
there we go.
First time here doing our reaction shot. Whoa. Hey. Does anybody know which one it is?
Is it try the Dads of Disney? Let's see if that has the. Oh, it's only 2000. Okay, no, that's
right. I don't want to look up anybody's private thing.
What's Disney Dads? DILFs? Dads of Disney.
Fashion Disney's the
look,
dad.
Look up Dads of Disneyland.
Of Disney.
So what?
Which one is it? Maybe it's just a hashtag.
No, they gotta have. I thought they had their own account. What?
I mean,
5,000 posts.
Hashtag Dads of Disney.
Damn, look at that guy's arm.
Holy shit.
Look at that. Was that M Shadows?
Yeah, I was about to say. I don't want to.
These are just like random people. Like, they're not daddies. You can't just, you can't just tag it and be like, I'm a daddy.
Okay, maybe it's Hot Dads.
Hot Dads of Disney. Hot Dads Official. No, it's not.
Disney. That's something else.
Dads of Disney. Hottest Dads on Disney? No, that's the shows. Hot Dads of Disney?
On Disney?
That's the Miley Cyrus. When was that posted? Look like click the that
this one right here.
When was that posted that Billy Ray Cyrus is a hot dad? 2015?
2015? It's a good year for Billy.
Nice.
What the hell is it? Oh, let me look at the chat. Hold on.
What's the chat saying?
Oh, thank you, Emily Benowitz. DILFs of Disneyland, Herman. All right, let's see.
DILFs. I think that's what she was saying.
I wanted to be polite.
There it is. Followed by your friends.
I have people that follow. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Wow. Oh, my God.
Look at those. Oh, wait. Go to those guys. That guy with the calves right there, right? To the bottom right.
Bottom right.
Look at those calves. just like moving that cart. Damn.
That looks like Simon Cowell.
No.
Okay.
He looks like, I don't know what he looks like. Oh, dang, come on. You can't go with no
They're
sleeves.
They're setting that up, dude.
You got to wear sleeves at Disneyland.
Oh, very honest.
He's just a dad. Nice guy. Looks like a nice guy.
This is a... So, does someone just run this account, or do they steal people's photos? How does this work?
They probably find... Are they all tagged, like DILFs of...
Oh, maybe. Well, they DILF tag
spotted,
it.
DILF spotted, DILF... Maybe some guy just walks around and takes
DILF
pictures.
Spot. Oh, yeah. DILF spotted it heading into Fantasyland. It makes it a little weird. With
oh, look at that daddy up there. Top Which left one? With the arms.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Holy crap.
Has he had time to work
and
out?
And the short shorts.
With two kids.
Damn, dude.
Kid's got a mullet.
Hashtag goals, dude.
Look at that kid has a mullet. Oh, look at this. The guy in the middle with that haircut. How's he time to? I don't even get a haircut now.
Wow.
This guy has a kid.
Not even wearing a mask, though. So
nah,
the kid's
see,
wearing a
different.
Mask.
Yeah, the kid.
Dang. This is real.
So you could be a DILF.
So one day.
Of Disney.
So one day. Oh my God.
Oh, look at, look at those arms. Okay.
The kid's like, fuck it, Dad. Get off your DILFs of Instagram.
Look at the way, go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
The caption was like, hello, sir. Stroller meat spotted in entering the
All
park.
Right. We get it. Jesus, man. I mean, hey, do they get paid for that? Do they get royalty for that?
Maybe they get some ads. They get something. They get some cash back, some kickbacks for Disney.
Herman says, imagine they find a pic of Cody on there.
Cody can be a daddy at Disneyland.
Cody could be a hot dad at Disneyland.
Is he taking when? Oh, you were saying like there was like people still in the womb at Knott's.
Oh,
yeah. You know, they're like, they're just coming out
of
the womb.
Those are fresh pups, dude. They look like little fresh pups.
Grant's two now?
Yeah.
So
they can start taking.
Wait, isn't he free before two?
Oh, fuck. They might have to pay.
They missed the spot. Oh, okay.
I have two of my best friends. They just took their 1 year old
for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now at 2 years old.
I think it's two years old. Yeah.
And now, like, and he's not going to remember, so it's not worth it.
No.
You think he's going to remember, like, a 2 year old?
More so than a 1 year old.
Yeah, but like I would say, what's your first memory when you were five?
I remember the light.
Yeah?
No.
Okay. That coming out?
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
Hey!
Hello, sirs. so I think.
I don't remember my first memory. I remember.
Especially what?
I can't remember my first Disney. I remember at a young age at Disneyland and being terrified of a bunch of shit.
Oh.
Their submarine ride they had before it was Finding Nemo.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
It's fucking terrifying.
Awesome.
There was a sea dragon in there.
It's crazy.
Super great. Actually, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to look that up on YouTube. I guarantee you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, no, I did because it's not there anymore. Man, when I went to Universal, I was like, oh, this used to be Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, E.T.
There used to be E.T. here.
I liked E.T. a lot.
The tram ride, it's the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
What else? There was Backdraft. You remember Backdraft?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just like threw fire at you.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park was just Jurassic Park.
I do. I like the new, did you go on the new Jurassic World?
They didn't want to get wet, so I didn't go. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the new Jurassic World.
It's fun.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's like,
but there's something about the original Jurassic Park. It's just
and I get it. You got to upgrade. You got to change people's tastes, change and all that shit. You got to involve Harry Potter, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Harry Potter stuff's cool.
But I like that they still have Waterworld, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jurassic Park's pretty much the same.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just upgraded a little bit. But E.T. was awesome. And Back to the Future. I wish I could just like...
Terminator. I remember the Terminator.
There was
ride.
A Terminator ride?
There was like a 3D ride, yeah.
Is that... is it the what's it now?
I don't know. It might be
Transformers.
Like
I don't remember a Terminator ride.
Yeah, there was a Terminator ride. Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh.
But
you know, they're building a Super Mario World over there.
Yeah,
Universal.
Yeah,
it's
like, I saw
it's huge.
One of my favorite things for some reason, I don't know why, but one of my favorite things in 2020, we're watching Japan exploration videos.
They are so advanced, all their shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But, like, I got addicted to watching this one YouTuber who, he's, like, a British guy that lived in Japan, and he would always give, like, tips and tricks on, like, how to survive in Japan and stuff. Not that it's, like, crazy or anything, but
you can die.
Just, like, you know, he's, like, you know, tell you what to do and what not to do, and While watching one of his videos, I stumbled across a guy who got to go to the Super Mario Land in Japan when it like first opened.
Oh,
it looks so cool.
Can you drive go-karts?
I don't know if they had that
Mario
there,
karts,
but like they had a you would buy these like wristbands, and then you can go up to the blocks and hit them, and they would like do certain things, kind of like how you would have a wand at Universal, yeah, yeah, and you would do like little things.
Ba-ding.
They would do things, and you can like collect stuff and whatnot. And I was like, "Oh, that's cool as fuck!" And all the food is all like, you know, like not an actual mushroom, but like they have like a mushroom kind of cake looking thing. It all looks really, really cool. Yeah,
I wish I could go to Disneyland and not pay $1,000 a time every time.
Dude, the Star Wars.
I haven't been on the new one.
The Rise of Resistance is quite literally like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Is it?
It's like the coolest ride ever. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Yeah.
Nice. I haven't. Is that a screen one? Laura doesn't do screens, so I can't go on those rides.
Screen as in like...
Like Star Tours, you're just like in front of a screen?
No, it's...
I mean, I can do it. I just don't want to like...
It's like a mixture. It's hard to explain, but yes and no. Not really. Not really.
Oh, so
it's like...
It's like an actual coaster?
It's not even a coaster.
I don't know
it's
what
like,
it is.
It's just a full-on experience. The ride is like 30 minutes long.
The ride is long.
It's yeah.
Wow.
You walk and sit and go through things. You interact with people. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Blew my fucking mind.
It's awesome.
You go into one place. I'm not going to spoil it because you can literally spoil this, but I won't do it.
Oh, there's
spoilers. You like go into one place and then you come out and you're like, what the fuck? And then like just changes your whole fucking. And even waiting in the line was pretty cool. You have to like reserve
to get in. You got
to
get a time slot.
Yeah. But once you get it and you wait in line, even waiting in the line is actually cool because you're like in all these like cool Star Wars castles and stuff. What?
I fucking hate Star Wars. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm just over it. There's so much now.
There's
it's fun. I love Star Tours. That shit's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been chosen, so fuck them.
I think Amber got chosen once.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. We went to the Warner Brothers tour, and have you been on that tour?
The Warner Brothers? No.
It's pretty cool.
They take you just through different things?
Through the sound stages and through like the sets, and they say, hey, this was shot here, this was shot here. This was converted from a backdrop to London, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then they actually have like spots, like you go into soundstage 18 or whatever, and it's like, the friend set.
Yeah.
But it's not the actual one. It's like made up.
The props and stuff. They're not going to like destroy all that shit.
But they have spots where you can take a photo on the couch. They have a spot where you can. I sat in the Chandler Barkin lounger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did it with Laura. I was like, take a picture of me. I sat down. I was like, wait a minute. And I like laid back. I was like, ah. Like, you don't get it. You don't get the joke.
Yeah.
And then they have Harry Potter stuff, because that's Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So Laura got to do the hat thing,
mm-hmm.
the sorting hat. They literally have that. Mm-hmm. They have all, like, DC stuff.
Yeah.
So they have...
There's, like, a whole room full of it.
Yeah. So they have... I took a photo of the original... So can we agree, like, what's your favorite Batmobile?
I mean, Adam West. No, I'm kidding.
That one's awesome, though. That's cool.
That's the one I always think of, but then aside from that, it's Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Like, because they have the original, like, I don't remember if they have the life-size ones, but they have, like, a miniature one.
Oh, that's cool.
I
went into a room once at Warner Brothers where I think it was, like, the Hall of DC, and it was, like, all the characters, like, all of the Justice League, their original, like, comic book was, like, lined up on, like, little things. This might have been, like, a completely different thing, but...
They literally had the wardrobe, like, says, as worn by Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, that's cool.
They had it all, like, laid out. They had the lasso. She's like, we're taking a photo with it, and the lady's like, squeeze it. I was like...
Does it turn yellow?
It lights up.
Oh, yeah. Fuck!
So it's, like, it's all lit up and shit.
How the fuck does that happen? How does it do that?
I don't know. They have the trident. Is Aquaman have a trident?
Yes.
So I took a photo with
that. Is that a trident? Or he has like four?
It's a trident, right? It's like three things.
Well, he gets a trident. The one in Justice League is like five spears.
Mm.
So it's like a five dent.
Mm. I don't know. They had a spot where you can walk the red carpet and hold an Oscar.
Nice.
I didn't do that. I was like, I'm going to wait till the real one.
Yeah.
So they literally, like, it's so outfitted, like, perfectly. They have the central perk where you can literally buy coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I think I got the Chandler or something.
Mm.
And I don't know what
it was. Good.
I don't remember what it was. It was good. But no, it's like kind of like a mini theme park.
Oh, okay.
But with also the, it's only like $50, like oh, 50 something bucks. Bad. And you get to see all these spots and.
See any actors, see any famous actors?
No. Like they're all behind, especially with COVID. Like they're all like, no one's out. No one's like.
Thanks a lot, Gavin.
Yeah, but it was fun. A lot of Harry Potter shit. They have the staircase. You can take a photo where Harry stayed under the staircase.
Under the cupboard. The cupboard. Is it under the stairs, right?
Under the stairs.
At the Dursley's house.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Like literally like his room is set up under the stairs. You can take a photo there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the moving staircases.
Oh, no, that would be awesome.
That would be cool. That would be fucking sick.
I mean, if it was moving.
They shot those for real. No, that was all fake.
That would be cool if you're like, oh, where do I go? Where do I get off? That would be also dangerous. Can't you just, like,
very dangerous.
You can like fall unless like something like shoots out and like blocks you.
I always think about that. What's like the insurance policy for all the kids at Hogwarts? Because they literally say if you go in the Forbidden Forest, you could die.
You die. you can die as a child in
that's
school. You,
that's them failing, I guess.
Yeah, and you weren't meant to be.
OWLs? Who needs them? Mm. Just go in the Forbidden Forest.
What else was there? So there was things... I was confused with the, so there's letters that show up at Harry's place or something. Cause there's like a flurry of letters.
Yeah.
They have it all like sticking out and and it's like perfect. You take a photo like in the middle of it and you're just like, but what, I don't remember that in the movie. Like did Harry get a bunch of letters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause, he gets his letter for Hogwarts that he got accepted.
Yes.
And then, the Dursleys see it and, his uncle rips it up. Uh-huh. He's like, you will not be going there. So then he
just... bunch of letters.
Yeah, they just get bombarded with all the letters.
Yeah. Yeah, so they literally have that, like, stage, and you can take a one in the front. And,
oh, that's cool.
Oh, and they have, like, a little exhibit where you can do green screen stuff. So they have... You can ride the broom.
Yeah.
And, and they had the...
it's a Nimbus 2000!
Yeah. Because it's Warner Brothers 2 with Batman, the bike, the cop.
The Bat Pod?
Is it going? That was called Bat Pod
from
the
Dark
Nolan,
Knight?
The Nolan one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can ride it on there.
Big ass wheels.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So
yeah, that's cool.
It was fun, like like all that shit, and like they had an ADR booth.
Oh, yeah.
So like you play a scene from Harry Potter where he's like, "Happy Christmas, Ron," and then so like
you could be like, "Fuck you, Ron."
Yeah. So it's like, all right, you're gonna record the line and doot doot doot, "Happy Christmas, Ron." And then like it plays back. All right, now here's you playing Harry Potter, and it's really fun.
Yeah, they don't let you say fuck you, Ron.
I mean, you're around children. Like, I would hope not.
I was around that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then also, what is it? The Hobbits are Warner Brothers.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they took a photo with forced perspective.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like from this angle. They have a chair on the left side, like further back, and then a chair on the right side up close.
Yeah.
And I was like, Laura, sit in the front. She's like a giant in the photo and she hates it. She's
pretty
like,
much just how we are on this.
Yeah, like this.
The whole time.
Well, like if I was here, I'm closer to that camera.
Yeah.
And then, Cody's
little
tiny over here.
Bitch ass.
But yeah, you should check it out. That one's fun. And
Amber's been wanting to do that one.
And it's like, it's a few hours. Like the main tour, like guided tour is like an hour. Mm-hmm. And that one's okay. It depends on like who you get.
Yeah. If
we got an older lady who was like, no offense to her. Like she's like having fun. She's like, I get paid to talk about movies and I love these movies.
But
like you want like a young spry to be like, and this is where all this stuff happened.
She was probably fucking there, bro.
It was sweet cause she was so nice and she was, I didn't want to be like,
but get the fuck out of here.
No.
But then
you see, cause there's so many trams, like there's so many tours and you see people just like, the party tram, like next door. And we were just like, oh, that's nice. They're like, oh, Clint Eastwood shot here. That's cool. He's shot 70 movies here. Oh, that's really nice.
Clint Eastwood would feed squirrels on the Disney lot.
What do you mean?
Like he would, I think it was Clint Eastwood. He would like sit out. Was it Clint Eastwood? Some director would sit out because there's a lot of squirrels on the Disney lot. And he would just sit on one of the benches and just fucking, he'd be like, here.
I don't remember that.
Here.
Where'd you hear that from?
Fucking someone told me that shit. Yeah. Yeah.
But he's a Warner Brothers guy.
He does it at Warner Brothers.
Oh, okay. And that's what he does.
Something else is at Disneyland. I don't know what the fuck it is, but yes, I think he does do it. I think my uncle may have told me that. I don't know. He just fucking, here, take a squirrel.
Yeah, so we went to that, and then we went to Universal. We saw the real fucking tram ride.
Yeah,
fucking Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
Vin Diesel. You see Steven Spielberg's area.
Mm-hmm.
What's his shit called?
Steven Spielberg's area.
What's his production company?
Come on,
you know this.
Amblin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amblin, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought it was a trick.
No, no, you get to pass by. You've been on the tram, right?
Yeah, a thousand times. Yeah.
You like it?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part? Vin Diesel?
I fucking hate that. I hate that ride.
That's such a headache.
It's so bad.
And it's like not even...
King Kong is fucking cool. King Kong is... They didn't do it?
Oh, no, no, they did. They did.
Okay, because so, sometimes they do skip it. Yeah.
They skipped a few. We didn't go to the clock tower.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
What?
I thought you'd
drive through the clock tower.
Normally, I think they might be shooting there.
Mm.
I think, because I remember they go through the clock tower stuff too. But the past two, maybe three times I went on the tram, we haven't gone through there. So they might be just
busy
shooting.
That's the best part. That's fucking Back to the Future. That's awesome.
I like going through the World of Worlds. That's my favorite. I like passing by Bates Motel, and it, sometimes they would have an actor play Norman and kind of chase after you.
They half-assed it. They just had like a cutout of Norman in the window.
Yeah.
They used to have a guy with, come in, run out to you up to the tram.
Yeah.
But maybe that's tiresome.
I got excited last time because last time we went during the week.
Yeah.
Because they don't film anything on the weekends.
Sometimes they do,
but for the most part, productions are during the week. Everybody has the weekends off.
Yeah.
And so when you're on the tram rides on like a studio lot, you're going to, they're going to be filming stuff. So one time we went, they were like, oh, some things might be delayed because there are some shoots going on and we might have to not cut the tour short, but we might have to be quiet if a filming is in progress. And at one point when we were driving, they told us to be quiet, but I was looking around. I didn't see anything. I went one time. They were filming an episode of, Orphan Black.
Mm.
And they were using, how they have the big blue screen water area in the middle, right by the cabin where they shot the Great Outdoors.
In Universal?
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
Okay, it's like a huge field.
Yeah,
it's like a blue screen, and they fill it up with water, and they show that's where they filmed. What's a Clint Eastwood movie with Tom Hanks in the plane in the water?
Sully.
Yeah, they filmed all that on that that lot area. They were filming in there, and the water was filled up. That's cool as fuck.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
movie magic. That's what made me seeing those tours again. I'm like, you can shoot whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to make up the set and shoot wherever.
Dude, I think the last time I went, I was at the Warner Brothers lot for something. Mm-hmm. I passed by a parking lot, and it was dressed it was literally a parking lot.
Yeah.
And it was dressed up to look like a desert. And I was just like, they probably needed to do a pickup shot. And they just put some fucking sand and some fucking shrubble, and they just made a desert in the fucking lot. That's fucking awesome.
Our tour guide was telling us oh, yeah, we just recycle this. This has been a desert. This has been the Old West. Mm-hmm. This has been whatever. This has been New York. This has been London. We can do whatever you want out here. All this is fake. And she's like, hit it. Hit it. It's like plastic.
Yeah.
It's all fake, but it's awesome. Like on camera, it looks real.
I did a tour one time at the Sony Studios.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember. Well, yeah, the set we went on was the, what's that fucking 80s show? That everybody,
80s.
The Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we walked through that, but then the coolest part was we went into the Foley room, and it was just a garbage of just stuff everywhere. And it was just like one platform on the floor. Like it was like a pallet. And then
they lifted it up.
They lifted up, and there was shoes all over the place for them to do everything. It was so cool.
Yeah, we had that awesome. at our college. We had a Foley room.
Yeah, it was just full of shit.
Yeah, where they had the little platform, and then you could take it off and put sand in it,
mm-hmm.
and then walk through the sand or water if you want to walk through water.
Everything in movies is fucking fake.
It's all a joke. It's all lies.
Kat says, "Wait, Christian, we're in Canada. That's where Orphan Black was shot. Maybe it was the Blacklist,
not Orphan Black.
I guess Orphan Black wasn't. It was
I was gonna say Orphan Black is an obscure show.
Mm. Maybe it was the Blacklist. It had something black in the title.
Blackish."
Blackish. Yeah. No, it definitely wasn't that. but yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. It's fun to see all the movie making magic.
Yeah.
All that shit.
They always in Burbank here, there's a restaurant called Frank's. It's not a restaurant, though. It's, like, literally used to film stuff.
Where's that?
Off of Olive.
Oh.
So, like, sometimes Amber would be coming home from work, and she'd be like, oh, they're filming there again. Like, and I've seen it before. Like, I've seen them shoot with, like, old 50s cars just out and about in that area. Yeah.
It's awesome.
I was watching, I rewatched The Lost World Jurassic Park a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the whole T-Rex in stomping in San Diego.
Yeah.
The street is San Fernando. That's
really?
That's right in front of the mall.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I
go
gotta
back.
Watch
go
that.
Back and rewatch it.
Lost
where
World. At the
end.
Lost
World at the end when the T-Rex. That's like all like he the T-Rex passes Fuddruckers where Fuddruckers used to be. I swear to God.
I gotta
where,
watch that.
Where the dinosaur eats the screenwriter
on the
for Jurassic Park. Fuck, why can't I think of his
I'm
name?
Thinking David.
David Kep. Thank you.
David Kep.
He
I was gonna say David Koechner, but
that'd be a very different movie. David Kep makes a cameo where he gets eaten by the T-Rex.
Yeah.
And that part where he gets eaten is right in front of the Starbucks where like we would always walk to from Collider to go get like Starbucks all the time.
Where's the Starbucks?
It's on the corner. It's like on San Fernando. San Fernando.
In and out.
No.
Which Starbucks are you talking about?
You know, the mall? See the mall?
Yes.
And then that street, San Fernando, going down that way?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then on the corner, right next to Ike's.
Wait, the main strip of downtown Burbank?
Yeah, that was like all...
that. Oh, so they just shot it there.
They shot it there.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
I got to watch that.
I'm convinced that 76th gas station is also off of San Fernando, just a little bit further down.
Oh.
But I haven't been able... I haven't pieced that one or just looked into it.
Because it's,
yeah.
Like, it's right there.
Right there. I don't think it's not really in San Diego. Maybe the port or the pier area. But.
They showed us in the original Jurassic Park where Jeff Goldblum is running away or driving away.
Oh, that like...
running away from the T-Rex, like trying to like distract him or some shit.
Oh, hey, with the... Yeah. They shot that at Warner Brothers?
At Warner's, yeah. Because
really?
they wanted like pickup shots and they just had like a little area...
Oh, and it was just like literally, hey!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they she's like, yeah, like in the movie, it's like a mile long, but here it's like 40 feet.
Yeah.
Movie magic.
Yeah. I mean, people like shit talk reshoots all the time. They like, they always hear reshoots. The movie's in trouble. It's like, no, it's just like sometimes they just need pickup shots. Like, I listened to the commentary when it came out for The Force Awakens.
Mm.
And there was this one shot where Daisy Ridley, it was just like her, and then you just see the sky.
Mm.
It was like her looking up somewhere. And J.J. Abrams was like, yeah, this was a pickup shot. This was literally on the roof of the Disney studio. Like, we just went to the roof with a camera and shot it, and then, boom, we put it in.
You can, that's
and a Star Wars movie. Yeah. It's like, boom.
Well, that shit like that, like, if you just need that little, like, moment of, like, character or emotion, just get a close-up. Just insert a close-up into wherever in your movie, and then,
could
boom.
Be anything.
There's your character.
Half the times it's pickup shots with characters. It's not even the actors. It's just, like, just... fucking someone's hand.
That's how I always like to see, like...
Tarantino's hands choking fucking life out of people. That's a little weird.
I've always like to see, like, is that the actor? Like, when it's a faraway shot.
Yeah. I love picking out, like, shit like that.
That's a stand-in. Mm-hmm. Or that's a stuntman.
Yeah.
Some shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That shit's fun. Movie making.
Speaking of movie making shows, this is a very loose segue. But I started watching a show.
Whoa.
Yeah. Started watching a show. It's on.
Hang on here.
What?
Is it on? Holy fuck.
What happened?
Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to read.
Oh, the super chats?
Jesus Christ. I'm going to have
to start. It's 9:20. It feels like it's been fucking forever.
I know. We've been doing this podcast at.
I'm exhausted.
-2x speed. I'm going to have to start reading these super chats in Streamlabs soon because holy crap. But go ahead. Sorry.
So I started watching a show.
Oh,
what
is it on Apple TV?
It's on Apple TV Plus. Yeah, literally the most pretentious fucking show. I've ever seen.
Oh no! You started watching Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Oh no!
But it's fucking great.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Ted Lasso is amazing. Like
gosh.
The perfect show.
Yeah. It's how far in season one are you?
I just finished episode 5.
Oh, so that was after the...
That was the big game. Well,
okay.
At least a game.
Okay. Did he, like, speak with his wife and stuff?
Yeah, that's... It was,
okay,
they came to visit.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So...
Some
like,
heavy shit.
We watched that, like, right before we came here, because I was like, let's watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it ended on like a downer. And she's like, well, that was a really down.
You need another pick me up after that.
Yeah. Well, cause like, it's been so fun. Like,
yep.
Like up until this point. And I was going to make the joke, like, it's the plot of Major League.
A little bit. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're like,
Yes, that's that. Yeah. Okay. Not from like the coach angle, but from the owner wants to like purposely ruin the franchise.
Yeah. It's the plot of Major League.
Yeah.
But with such great characters and great writing, great humor. Mm-hmm. Jason Statham is great.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is great. Like, who's your favorite character? Again, I don't know how if characters get better. I've only seen 5 episodes.
Literally everybody gets better.
Yeah. Cuz like these people are like the main Jamie guy, I think his name is. He's starting off as like a piece of shit.
He's like a douchebag. He looks like Sam Witwer. He's like a Star Wars voice actor. If you saw his face.
I know who that guy is. Yeah.
He looks exactly like him.
But I don't know if he gets redeemed later.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah. I would assume so.
Roy.
You like Roy Kent?
Roy Kent.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. He's funny.
He's like me personified if I were British.
He's like, why don't I have to read a fucking book?
Yeah.
And then he's reading. He's like, fuck.
Yeah. He's great. The coach's assistant coach.
Beardo?
Yeah, they do call him Beardo, huh? Yeah. He's fucking subtle, but really good.
Yeah, he's just a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, he'll just...
he's just fucking like...
say like random
shit. There was some stuff in like season 2 where like a character look at him and you just stare back and you're just like... He just stares back at him.
He just so random. He just stands there with his arms crossed and like that huge beard.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite character so far is Nate the Great. The equipment manager guy, whatever.
Yeah.
Where like when we first meet him and he's like, well, I think
he's so soft spoken.
Or Ted Lasso is like, what do you think of? You have a play? He's like, well, I think if we do this. It's like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I can't hear people who aren't confident in themselves or aren't sure of themselves or something.
He's just so uplifting. Like, just
Ted
like
Lasso?
Yeah, you just never want anything to go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you just want it to be like a happy show.
But I'm like expecting shit to go wrong because I'm expecting him because all this bad shit is happening to him. So I'm like, when is he going to turn? When is he going to just be like an asshole and just like break? Mm-hmm. When's the breaking point? But it doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Maybe.
Because, like, maybe it does happen, but he turns everyone else. It's like watching it, I literally said out loud, I was like, everyone is the nicest character on this show.
I mean, the players start off hesitant and, like, everyone outside of, but it's just like, you can't help but love him.
Which one?
Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just, like, there's so much love and passion with him, that's like it's infectious.
Yeah,
like it turns everybody.
Like you can't be mad at a puppy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, does the one old man like run into him and call him a prick
or wanker?
Wanker. That's what it is. Yeah, always runs into him. You fucking wanker. He's like, hey, good job.
Yeah. that's the episode we just finished. We're
not bad or something like that.
It's like, like they're like still chanting wanker.
Yeah,
but like it's in like a good way.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. I'm simping, as the kids say, hard.
What does that mean?
You're
a big fan?
Big fan of the owner.
The lady?
Yeah.
She's great.
She's
wonderful. You mean like she's fucking smoking?
Well, she's very talented, but also like gorgeous.
Gorgeous older lady. You love the older ladies.
Yeah.
So
Amber did not like that. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding.
You didn't take you. So you think her?
Oh, I told her. I said, I was like, oh my God. Nope. Yeah.
But like but her also, over Juno Temple.
Oh, I mean, Juno Temple is fucking hot. Gorgeous too. Yeah.
But you would take the older lady.
Yeah. But also, but like also Juno Temple's personality is so fucking like, it's just so all over the place. Like she can go like one way and then another.
Well, that's when I mentioned, cause like Juno Temple helps out the older lady during in the red carpet. She's like, stick your hand out, do that. Mm-hmm. And then she's like yelling in the back, woo, look at that sexy lady.
Yeah.
So I'm like, everyone here is the fucking nicest character ever. Like no one, like she's literally helping her out just for no reason, just to help her out, take photos.
Yeah. That's where you start to see that little like, oh, maybe she's not a terrible person.
She's not like the major league woman, the woman from the movie Major League.
She doesn't
league.
Like, well, I don't want to say anything, but like, I'm as of where you're watching it, she's not like full like heel, you know. She's like on the line
now. Well, she's broken because she had a divorce.
Her husband,
And the husband was cheating on her.
Have you met that character yet?
Yeah, that was the okay. episode before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the dart episode or no?
The dart?
Yeah.
No.
All right, never mind then.
No.
It's good shit.
It was the player auctioning episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then Ted goes out and talks to her.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
So that was when they connected. I mean, we're spoiling it for everyone now. But I feel like everyone is talking about
I don't know
if people have seen it on here, but like all my friends, family, everyone's
Cody's
like,
literally been telling us to watch this show since the beginning.
Yeah. Everyone like is on the Ted Lasso train.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I mean, it's really fun, really uplifting. Mm-hmm. And Nate, again, with the zingers, the little like quiet equipment manager that everyone picks on, where Ted Lasso gets a plus one to the thing. And then he's like, hey, Nate, you want to go? Or he's like, Nate, you free tonight? I'm free every night. Oh, yeah, I'm free every night.
So soft-spoken.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to go to England, too. Just go to UK, just out there in general.
Just
like they're always, like, having dinner at the pub, and I'm like, oh, I want to go to, like, a real pub, you know?
Wanker. Yeah. Just like,
I love the three fans that are in there, too. They're recurring. They just they're always, like, shit-talking. And
the ones that are watching the game at the pub.
Yeah. And then the old lady that owns the pub.
Yeah.
Like, it's good stuff.
When everyone gets nice. Like the old lady's nice to Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And to his kid, saying, like, hey, go throw these darts.
Little
is that the
bunker.
Darts? Is there more dart shit? I got to watch it.
It's good stuff. Shame. Did you watch? You watched Game of Thrones, right?
Yes.
You know,
she's in there.
She's the shame lady.
She's the one that does that.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was like, where is she from? And, and then she was like Marjorie's like right hand woman or someone. I don't know. They just had like photos of her next to Marjorie.
No, she was the. Did you watch Game of Thrones? Right.
I haven't seen in 5 years now. But
she was the shame.
She was the one that did that.
Yeah, she was like the nun character lady.
Got it.
She's not a nun, but yeah.
Got it.
Evil.
Yeah, she's great. Everyone's great.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, very happy. Yeah. I don't know if Cody will listen back to it, but
He popped up in the chat. I think.
Did he?
Yeah.
The fuck. Where you at?
Yeah.
Oh, he's been in the waiting room. No, I'm kidding. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so...
Thank God.
There's 10 episodes of the first season, and then 12 of the next one?
Yeah, season 2 is still going on right now.
Still ongoing.
Yeah, it's like, they're like 6 episodes in. It's good so far. The last episode was really, really good.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They did a Christmas episode this season. Mm. It's really good, too.
Mm.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I like it a lot.
As
far like Servant is my favorite show that is on, just because it's like
spooky,
creepy. You know, because that's like my vibe. And then I would say Ted Lasso, and I'm in the middle of Mythic Quest right now, season 2,
on Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus, yeah.
So I was thinking during Ted Lasso, best shows from past SNL people, Barry or Ted Lasso. What would you pick?
Barry.
You would choose Barry still over Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because there's so... I mean, it's so hard to compare. They're two completely... Because, I can say Barry is more, like, dynamic and deep, and it's, like, super layered, but also Ted Lasso in its own way is
very
super,
layered.
Super layered.
There's
but, like,
so much to Ted Lasso.
But Barry is more dramatic, like, way more dramatic and serious. And
Ted Lasso doesn't get there?
No, it does get there, but I think there's a better filmmaking quality to Barry as opposed to Ted Lasso.
Oh.
And that's not like a dig or a slight on that, because in Barry, there's like literally like giant one takes, you know, there's
because that's what's his name? Bill Hader.
Yeah,
just like directing
him being creative as fuck. And whereas just like Ted Lasso doesn't need that.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's the big difference
that's
between
true.
The two.
They don't need like long takes of like going down a corridor with a machine.
You don't need
gun,
like
whatever.
Sweeping shots.
It's just characters.
The football stuff, like, you know, I'm sure people who actually watch football see that and we're like, oh, that doesn't look, they're not really playing. But them playing football is not really even like the point.
That's not
but
the point,
it's the point of the show because like it's literally the plot, but like it's the characters that you care for, you know.
Yeah.
You haven't met the Mexican football player, right? Okay.
No, right. Just finished episode 5 where, the family visited.
Visited, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I think I like, maybe it's just like it's recency bias, but I like Ted Lasso. But Barry's like laugh out loud funny. Like,
I don't know, dude.
You've laughed
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso?
Some stuff you have to like really pay attention to because it's very quick.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff that Ted says, or he'll make a reference to something, and just like
it's almost like 30 Rock humor. Where it's like so fast and so just like quick. You're like, ha.
Also, it's just hard to. Sometimes it's hard to understand what people are saying. Yeah, their accents are really thick.
Yeah, I was like, the fuck, did he say?
Yeah, or they use specific lingo or like phrases that they use in like the UK that I'm not too familiar with.
Well, one of my favorite jokes from the pilot was when the owner lady was like, oh, yeah, meet her assistant, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's the current manager. And he's like, current? it's just like a small thing where he's like, wait a minute, why did you say current?
I love, they don't bring it up as much, but like the first episode, he like bashes tea. He's like, oh, this is the worst thing ever.
That's the funny one, yeah. Like, that's just brown water.
Yeah, yeah.
that's a hot brown water. Yeah.
He's just like, I will not drink that. I will not drink that.
It's like, but it's not like, he's like so nice about it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to lie. That's just hot brown water.
Yeah. little biscuits that he brings nice in every make. That
he makes.
He makes. Okay, yeah, you got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I got to watch Barry again because Barry, like, just the character of NoHo Hank and like, just like visual humor and Hank or Barry just like gets me fucking laughing so
I can see NoHo Hank in a Ted Lasso episode. Like he seems like he would
like
fit
that
in
character.
Yeah,
maybe
aside from like the killing
stuff.
Yeah,
he's the mafia man.
Yeah, but aside from that, just like he's just like
a mobster, yeah.
Let's go, guys. Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm excited for that season three.
My favorite NoHo Hank quote where the so he's listening to someone I think talk to Barry or talk to someone. Where he's like, I just read the four agreements. And then NoHo Hanks is like listening, and he's like, "Is he talking about the four agreements? Such a great book."
I need to rewatch that show.
I love the book.
I know they're doing season three right now, so
yeah, they just started filming.
I need to recap on it.
That one's great.
Because thought season one was good, but then season two, I was like, "Fuck!" Mm. I didn't think they would go that far. Let's go. Let's go.
Bill Hader's great.
Good stuff.
SNL's where it's at, man. You gotta go on SNL, be great, and then make your shit.
Make your shit. Yeah. Who else?
Not a lot of people. Like all of Ted Lasso is like produced by, teleplay by Jason Sudeikis, Jason Sudeikis, all that shit. Yeah.
It's good stuff. And I've always been a fan of him too. So I'm like happy to see him like doing something, you know?
And just like the facial expressions and his like just the way he exudes just like happiness. And he's like, well, I'll do it.
And he would just like point his finger and do these little, just these tiny little things.
Yeah, it's great.
Good stuff.
He's got his little outfits. Mm-hmm. Where he's got like nice ass, like fresh kicks on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Ted Lasso, check it out.
Check out Ted Lasso and check out Barry.
Aren't you glad I finally told you to watch Ted Lasso?
I finally discovered a show that you guys have never heard of.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's watch Search Party on HBO Max.
Nah.
No one's ever going to watch that. No, Cody watched that.
He did watch it. Yeah. I will never watch Community.
No, that's a specific humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, maybe one.
That's
day.
Very specific.
One of the characters, one of the actors is in Mythic Quest.
Which one?
I don't know his character in.
Well, what's.
He's like.
What does he look like? Starburns? Dean?
Dean?
Dean Pelton? Or not Dean Pelton.
Mythic Quest.
What's.
Character. I don't even know his fucking character name. His fucking Mythic Quest. This guy.
Just googling, Abed.
Abed, yeah. Oh yeah, Abed.
Yeah. Danny Pudi.
His last name's Pudi.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a dick in Mythic Quest too.
Is he?
Everyone's a dick in Mythic Quest.
See, that kind of gets old.
But it works because it has the It's Always Sunny humor.
Yeah.
Where like everyone's an asshole.
I used to love that. Yeah.
But it undercuts it with like. Some real deep drama.
Oh, okay.
Like very, very minor drama. Mm-hmm. But there was, I stumbled across a video today and it was titled Mythic Quest is a Comedy. Mm-hmm. But the irony of it is that it's just showing scenes that are like super dramatic. There's a fucking scene. They did a quarantine episode.
Yeah.
All just like from home Zoom, and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like beautiful how emotional and like relatable it is to everybody else. Uh-huh. And it's just like, oh, just between two characters, it's like, oh, wow, that normally wouldn't happen. But because of the circumstances, it's like perfect. Whoa. It's beautiful. So the show does have a lot of heart. But, you know, it does have a bit of that cynicism from
Sonny.
Rob McElhenney and David Hornsby, I think the guy's the guy who plays cricket in It's Always Sunny.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah, he's in it and he writes it. I think he's one of the creators. No, he might not. No, he's not one of the creators. Him, it's McElhenney, Megan Gaines. I think she did Community. Yeah, and then Charlie Day. They're the creators. But David Hornsby writes a lot of the stuff. And they still, like, treat him like shit. He still gets treated like shit all the time. Yeah.
I used to love Sonny, and then it got repetitive, and I just, I'm so far back.
Oh, it's a lot. Yeah. They're going to keep going. They're filming their new season right now.
I'm sure it's going to go on forever.
I'm so excited. Like, if there's a perfect way for them to kick off, the first episode title is 2020, A Year in Review. Mm. And I saw, I think I follow Rob McElhenney on TikTok.
Or something?
Yeah, it was like a video of it, and it's like it shows the script. It's called 2020, A Year in Review, and it pans back, and Rob McElhenney is in like full SWAT gear. So it's like, what the fuck are they going to get into?
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
So excited. I hope they keep going on. Their later seasons, because they full on develop everybody, because like Mac is like pretty much full on gay now in the show, like within the show.
Yeah.
Or at least like, he won't admit it, but they all, like, know it. But then
that's been happening for a while.
Yeah, then, like, he admits it, but then he goes back on it. It's, like he, it's a whole thing. And then Dennis is just, like, a full-on serial killer now. Like, they go, like, so dark, far in the deep end with it. It's great. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff.
I gotta check it out. I mean, yeah.
I can't even. I mean, I can pick out certain episodes, but, like, you know.
I don't remember the last season I watched.
It gets really good.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Consistent, I would say. Yeah. It's Always Sunny. Go check it out. Go check it out. Go check out all these shows. 69 viewers. Hit that like button, by the way. Hit the like button. 69.
I'm not plugged in. Are we going to read names?
We'll do that in a second. I'm going to read off some super chats because, holy Lord, we have got some super chats. Thank you all so much. Don't do it. Don't do it, Bloodbath. Yeah, y'all. Holy shit. Y'all. I'm starting to think we really need to launch Wangers Plus. I want to thank everybody for watching and or listening to us.
Hit that like button.
Show Cody some love. He's feeling a little under the weather. Weather. But he will be feeling better because he's strong, he's loud, he's proud, and there's one daddy we want to see at Disneyland. It's Cody.
Can't wait to see Cody on the Dilfs of Disney.
That's our new goal. So I'm going to read some of these.
He's got to work out, though. You know, he's got to buff up.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to read some of these super chats and Streamlabs right now. Alec MS Young, thank you for the Streamlab. There is a what-if universe out there where you have, in fact, known a single Cody. Wang a warm-up, Patreon section, $3. If there was a Wangers, what if Cody was single? What would you have?
Oh, what if you know? Oh, we go to Vegas.
Oh, he wouldn't even swing dick. He would just want to go to Vegas at all times.
He'd swing dick in Vegas.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to Vegas next week. We're going to WangerCon.
Anybody going to be in Vegas next week?
We're going to meet us in Vegas.
Senior film. Go to Vegas next week. I will buy you drinks all day.
Just get a flight to Vegas.
Just come out to Vegas.
Senior film.
Come out to Vegas. Go see Mark Ellis. Mark Ellis is doing comedy. I think tickets are still available.
Tickets are available. Mark Ellis is doing shows at the MGM.
MGM at
Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. Boom. MarkEllis.live.
Do it.
.net. .net.
It's hentai porn or something like that.
Cartoon porn there.
Yeah. If you're in Vegas next week, come say hi. Let's party. Party
in Vegas.
Victor Bracamontes. Holy shit, Victor. Thank you so much. He said, this is great. You didn't have to do this, Victor, but we appreciated this. Victor said, donated $201.
Ooh, for what?
Saying, for the 201 dislikes on the awesome Spider-Man trailer reaction, keep doing you, boo-boo. Ooh. See that? You didn't care for us doing the trailer reaction, but look at that.
Got money from him.
Yeah, look at that. It's beautiful. Just beautiful. Thank you so much.
More money,
Victor.
We'll put it on black in Vegas.
I think we should put that on Blagas. Hey, there it is. Yeah.
Take it out. So you tell us where to go. We'll go to the Mirage. I don't know where.
Wherever you want. I'll go. I'll go everywhere. Noodles donated via Streamlabs. Thank you, Noodles. Cody, thoughts on reincarnation? Well, you know what? Cody was literally, he texted me today, and he was just like, "Hey, It's about time. I'm going to talk about death today. And it would have been perfect because he could have went from death and he could have transitioned into reincarnation. But unfortunately, Cody's not here.
He's sick.
So next week we'll be able to talk. We will have a show on Labor Day next week, right? I think so. Senior Film donated his Streamlabs. Thank you, Senior Films. Appreciate you. Again, Senior Film. Nilo, where are you at? Go to Vegas. Go to Vegas. We'll be there.
See you in Vegas.
James the Nerd. Hey, James. Send in a super chat just saying, oi. Hi. I think that's how they say hi in other places. Where? Oi.
Oh.
ALV donated via Streamlabs. And he said, this is a long one. Wait, where's the big penis guy? I'm out. No, just kidding, guys. Latino guys here represent. Let's be honest. Cody he's got to get canceled sooner or later. You know, male, white, privileged, like Thanos. It was inevitable.
It's too easy for him.
It's too easy. I don't think he's really sick. He's just like, you know what? I've been on the show a couple too many times in a row. Let me just bounce out. People forget about me. And then.
It's just too easy.
Yeah.
Life is too easy for him.
He'll be back. Emily Benoist, thank you for the super chat, Emily. Hard hitting and powerful journalism here. Love it. Thank you. What were we talking about?
I don't know. MLK in Fortnite.
Oh, we were. I think I saw that super chat when we were doing the DILFs.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
We were looking at. I mean, hell if that's not journalism,
what is?
What is? And then finally, James Lavario coming in hot. James Lavario with a real big peen, sending in $234.99. Via Streamlabs. Where's Wangers Plus? This is a joke. Anytime I send this, I'm just a huge Wangite. Oh, that's a cool one for you guys. Except Beardo, who doesn't tip his Pizza Hut delivery drivers. You should probably start doing that.
I'm doing better with tips because...
Okay, good.
Because
thank you, James. Appreciate that, man. That's really awesome. Thank you so much.
We went to Yard House the other night, and like this waitress is like working her ass off, like running around. Because like no one's...
Shaking that ass? Working.
Yeah, I mean, she earned her cash. I gave her in dollar bills, but she's like, no, just like put the card
you can,
in.
You can write it and you're like, no,
I was like, no,
please
you
take
have
it.
Earned this. Jesus. Like there's a worker shortage and people who do work are working their ass off. Right
yeah.
Now. Mm-hmm. There's no Ubers anywhere.
No. Yeah. It's very hard.
Yeah.
Now that's good. That's good. Thank you, James. We very much appreciate it. Thank you all, everyone for donating. Holy shit. You guys are awesome. Seriously. All the Streamlabs and Super Chats. And I'm not saying this just to say this, but, like, it really means a fucking lot to us. Woo. And I know I've said it before, but I'm saying it again because it is true. Everything that y'all have donated to us, whether it's Streamlabs or Super Chats, we still, till this day, have not spent a dime of that. Well, that's not true.
For the Vegas stuff.
Well, except for the Vegas stuff, but you also did buy
a radar gun. We still have to use it. We still have to do our combine.
We got to do our combine. Yeah, we're going to do that very soon. Aside from those few things and then giving Cody some gas money, I don't know if we ever did that. Should probably do that.
I thought he did. I don't know.
But aside from those, we have not spent any of that money and we're literally keeping that money away so we can start shooting
OnlyFans
content where it's just feet, dick, and ass. Who's of the three of those are you going to see? You're just going to have to wait and find out.
You're going to have to guess whose dick is this?
Whose dick, feet, and ass
whose
are these?
Asshole is this?
Asshole, specifically.
Asshole, yeah.
Yeah, yeah you got
to. You have to tell by the asshole.
Mm-hmm. The person who guesses all three right first will get a full year free of our OnlyFans. So just more ass, tits, and buttholes.
We'll get all of our super chats for the past, from the past 2 years.
All into that. But on the real. We are keeping that so we can shoot more creative and short films and kind of get to a point where we're kind of going to start branching away from just YouTube stuff where we want to focus all of our attention and assets into making short films and being the filmmakers we want to be. We're still going to do the podcasts and commentaries and all that stuff. We're going to keep doing that, but our main focus is to be creative and make cool shit and... we're going to take you all on a ride with us. We're going to bring you on for the adventure because we wouldn't be able to do that if it weren't for you and all of your wonderful support. Probably no commentary this week. We've got some busy stuff going on, but we're figuring things out, especially if you're a patron and you're on our Discord. Keep y'all updated on everything. Follow us on Twitter, TikTok,
Facebook. No, don't delete Facebook.
Subscribe to the channel.
Fuck Facebook.
Hit the like button. Fuck Facebook. Do all the things. I'm sure Cody will be back next week. And Wenger calendar. Oh, should we do a sexy Wenger calendar? Cinema Gorilla says Guerrero.
I'm down.
Yeah. Just show her like ass.
Like a fireman calendar.
Oh, that's pretty funny. We should probably do that.
I'm down.
All right. And every single week we give shout out to all of our $15 patrons and up like we do. And it's followed by a funny little soundbite. Brian, you ready for the soundbites?
Wait, I'm still adding some that Cody sent me.
Perfect. That's cool. Right, that's cool.
During the you do your show.
Thing. No, that's it. Fine.
All right.
He sent you some today.
No, he sent me last week.
Oh, all those ones he sent last week? Okay.
I've been a busy boy.
Yes.
All right. I am ready now.
All right. Here we go. Aaron J. Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Woodley.
I am a goofy guy.
Alec M.S. Young.
I'm in between shows right now, so I need a new show.
Alexis Lopez.
Oh, wow.
Anthony Marrera.
Yeah, you show us your penis sometimes. It's very strange.
Gross. Arcadio Castellanos.
I'm a little whore.
Axel the Hungry Hippo.
He's a scrawny little boy.
Billy Storley.
I'm rich. I'm white. I'm gorgeous.
Damn right. Bobby Mitchell.
Oh, fuck yeah. Here we go.
Brian King.
Yeah, this is fun.
Excuse me. I'm good. Brian Arsenal.
It's a dish. Yeah, okay.
Chris Jones.
It's not semen. It's a metaphor for semen.
Cindy Perez. Hi, Cindy.
Oh, yeah.
Claire Stefan.
Wait. But you can suck my balls.
Yeah.
Cody Watson.
Fuck!
Connor Kennedy.
25.
Is that Brett? Sound like Brett. DJ Red Hot Cox.
If I hadn't read that article in Vanity Fair on anger management, I'd put away this guava, mango, broccoli smoothie and put my foot in your patootie.
Okay, Edith MS Petite.
Coca Melon.
Lena Marie 10.
Click, click, boom!
That's a funny one. Emmanuel Fuentes.
Hey, I know. I'll use my trusty frying pan as a drying pan.
It's a classic Pokemon right there. Enrique Cabreras. Christian! Did you say Christian?
Yeah.
Oh. Gabriel J. Leba.
Brian!
Jojo Mirafor.
All right, I want to start here with a song that I wrote for my second son. His name is Cody.
Hernan Sebastian.
Wish someone could look at me like that and call me Senorita.
James Chesney.
I'm not talking about the 2003 film Holes.
James Lavario.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That was a head you had to be there kind of thing. James Chesney, James Lavario. I think I said him.
A drunk lady comes up to Bruce at a party. He's like, I'm talking to this great guy. He's really funny. What's your name? Raz Al Ghul?
Jason Harvey.
I'm sorry.
John Noto.
And me, you know, I'm 56 years old.
Damn!
Joseph Tanana. Oh,
my cat puking. I forgot to go get my fucking drink. Give me a second. Go on.
Okay. JP Bueller.
There you go. No. Yeah. Work it, girl.
It's getting loose.
Oh, this is not good.
Well done, sir.
Good job, Brian. Man. You want it? I can fill it up for you.
Carl Soderbeck.
I've never hit from the rough.
Kimberly.
Because my buddy worked at a golf course.
Kyle Johnson.
Consider the coconut.
Maris Thornton.
Is that Roka?
Do it again.
Consider the coconut.
No, it's not. Maris Thornton.
Do my hands jerking it.
Mark Murdoch.
Boo, you whore.
Matthew Picard.
That's what they call big dick energy, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cody, what's it like?
Mike Austin.
You're such a loser. It's hilarious.
Michael Bittner.
Is it longer?
Nathan Heredia.
The fuck, dude?
Nick Reeves.
Oh, man. It's on the tip of my ass.
And Nick Wade.
Fuck me in the ass.
Paul Acton.
What does the fox say? I don't know.
Roman Cock.
Think of them as countries, dumbass.
Real snacks attacks.
Yeah, well, nyctophobia is the fear of the dark.
Robert Gerbig.
Anyways.
Ruben E25.
I.
Robot!
Samantha Leon Mendoza.
Yes, I was young.
Sang Lei.
But you can suck my balls.
Yeah.
Sean Wingblade.
What do you smell, a hot dog?
Senior film.
All right. Hey, ladies.
Space Wolf Lounge.
Oh my god, my dick is shriveled.
Steak sauce. Handies during the panties. Make sure you're sanitized. Terry Stockwell.
Oh, did you make sure you bought a Coca-Zola?
Terry G.
Big blast and big cocks.
That is Maximus.
They have titties.
TJ Jones.
I can't believe nobody's saying the name of the little fucker.
Tyler Eklund.
Taking their titties out.
Zach McCorkodale.
What's that little asshole's name?
And that's it. That was the last one. Got one
Boo,
more.
Boo, you whore.
Yeah. Hey, thank you all so much for watching and or listening with us. We appreciate every single one of you. Please be sure to hit that like button. Check out our special trailer reaction for Spider-Man No Way Home. Because
no way out.
Those comments were rough.
Kat's been awake this whole time. She didn't get blasted high as shit and knock out. Look at her.
Get fucking faded, bro.
She's on the up and up.
Good job, Kat.
Good job. Woo! Staying up.
Go check out the next Bobcat that's out there. It's Twilight Edition. It's coming soon. Or it's out now. One of the two.
What's Twilight Edition? What do you mean?
They did this song for Twilight.
Which one? Decode? Paramore?
The one that was at the end credits it was in honor of. Go check it out. They're great. Thank you all so much. Appreciate every single one of you. We'll see you all next time. Bye. Oh, yeah. I am going to go to sleep.
McDonald's run?
No, I already ate. Pesto pasta.
From where?
Here. Made it.
Like, but where'd you buy it?
Sprouts. Sprouts and Ralph's. Oh, hey.
Sprouts, Ralph's.
Got the rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
From Ralph's. Got the pesto and the pasta from Sprouts. Dang. Ooh, I'm spitting bars, son. Bobcat is out now. Go check it out. Woo! Be sure to check out other episodes of The Wanger Show right there. And go check out our sketch, Wangers Plus, coming soon.
And check out Ted Lasso.
Go watch Ted Lasso. Before you do that, consider pledging to us on Patreon or just subscribing to this channel because that's also cool. Bye.
Bye. How do you end this shit?
Bye.